Building on Foundations for Eternal Life. Chapter 16, Test All Things. 1 Thessalonians 5:21-22, WEB. Test all things, and hold firmly that which is good. Abstain from every form of evil. End of verses. While love and unity among believers is of primary importance, Scripture frequently warns us to watch out for false teachers, false prophets, and even false Christs. Though people in positions of leadership may have primary responsibility in this area, Scripture warns us all to watch out for false teachers and false prophets. Consider these verses. Matthew 7:15-20 ESV. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will recognize them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? So every healthy tree bears good fruit, but the diseased tree bears bad fruit. A healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a diseased tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus you will recognize them by their fruits. Mark 13:5-6, WEB. Jesus answering began to tell them, Be careful that no one leads you astray, for many will come in my name, saying, I am he, and will lead many astray. Mark 13:21-22, WEB. Then if anyone tells you, Look, here is the Christ, or Look there, don't believe it, for there will arise false Christs and false prophets, and will show signs and wonders, that they may lead astray, if possible, even the chosen ones. Acts 20:29-31, NIV. I know that after I leave, savage wolves will come in among you and will not spare the flock. Even from among your own number, men will arise and distort the truth in order to draw away disciples after them. So be on your guard. Remember that for 3 years I never stopped warning each of you night and day with tears. Romans 16:17-18, ESV. I appeal to you, brothers, to watch out for those who cause divisions and create obstacles contrary to the doctrine that you have been taught. Avoid them. For such persons do not serve our Lord Christ, but their own appetites, and by smooth talk and flattery they deceive the hearts of the naive. Colossians 2:8, ESV. See to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ. 1 John 4:1, WEB. Beloved, don't believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. 2 Peter 2:1-3, ESV. But false prophets also arose among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the master who bought them, bringing upon themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their sensuality, and because of them the way of truth will be blasphemed. And in their greed they will exploit you with false words. Their condemnation from long ago is not idle, and their destruction is not asleep. 2 Peter 3:15-17, WEB. Regard the patience of our Lord as salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given to him, wrote to you, as also in all of his letters, speaking in them of these things. In those there are some things that are hard to understand, which the ignorant and unsettled twist, as they also do to the other scriptures, to their own destruction. You therefore, beloved, knowing these things beforehand, beware lest being carried away with the error of the wicked, you fall from your own steadfastness. Jude 3:4, NIV. Dear friends, although I was very eager to write to you about the salvation we share, I felt compelled to write and urge you to contend for the faith that was once for all entrusted to God's holy people. For certain individuals whose condemnation was written about long ago have secretly slipped in among you. They are ungodly people who pervert the grace of our God into a license for immorality and deny Jesus Christ, our only sovereign and Lord. Jude 17:23, NIV. But, dear friends, remember what the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ foretold. They said to you, In the last days there will be scoffers who will follow their own ungodly desires. These are the people who divide you, who follow mere natural instincts and do not have the Spirit. But you, dear friends, by building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life. Be merciful to those who doubt. save others by snatching them from the fire, to others show mercy mixed with fear, hating even the clothing stained by corrupted flesh. End of verses. Scripture also encourages each of us to test and discern what is right or wrong, true or false, good or evil. Consider these verses. Proverbs 14:15, NIV. The simple believe anything, but the prudent give thought to their steps. Luke 12:54-57, WEB. He said to the multitudes also, when you see a cloud rising from the west, immediately you say, a shower is coming, and so it happens. When a south wind blows, you say, there will be a scorching heat, and it happens. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky, but how is it that you don't interpret this time? Why don't you judge for yourselves what is right? Acts 17:11, NIV. Now the Berean Jews were of more noble character than those in Thessalonica, for they received the message with great eagerness and examined the scriptures every day to see if what Paul said was true. Romans 12:2, ESV. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. 1 Corinthians 11:31, WEB. For if we discerned ourselves, we wouldn't be judged. 2 Corinthians 13:5, NIV. Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you? Unless, of course, you fail the test. Philippians 1:9-11. This I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense to the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. 1 Thessalonians 5:21-22, WEB. Test all things and hold firmly that which is good. Abstain from every form of evil. Hebrews 5:11-14, ESV. About this we have much to say, and it is hard to explain since you have become dull of hearing. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the basic principles of the oracles of God. You need milk, not solid food, for everyone who lives on milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, since he is a child. But solid food is for the mature, for those who have their powers of discernment trained by constant practice to distinguish good from evil. End of verses. For further reflection, have you been learning to distinguish good from evil?